Mind you, tonight is our worship and encounter night, and tonight we have the live worship. We're not listening to the canned music, we're having live worship, and so Cynthia, she'll be just ministering to the Lord. Come and join us, come and worship with us. We'll have communion as well, and that's at 6:30 to 7:30 tonight, and just encourage you to come. I want to talk to you this morning about basics of effective prayer. So Matthew 7, 7 to 11, very familiar portions of Scripture. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me there. I just want to talk about effective prayer. So Matthew 7, 7 to 11, should be on the screen, I think, there as well. So it says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that, Lord, that you speak through your word. And we welcome you once again to speak through your word here this morning to our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about effective prayer. Now, what's effective prayer? Effective prayer is praying with power that produces results. It's praying that gets the answers. It's praying that gets action to your request. It's praying that you get to that place that it actually works, that prayer works for you. And there are many passages of Scripture that would talk to us about prayer, and probably the most famous one is the one about the Lord's Prayer itself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be that name. And I love to use that prayer. Lots of times when I come here in the church and I'm praying or I'm walking around the church, I like to walk around as I'm praying, and I usually pray that prayer. I usually declare that out loud and pray that. I also then use it as a stimulus to help me and to guide me to pray anymore as I think about my Father. I thank you, Father, that you're a good Father. I thank you, God. I hallow your name. I lift up your name. I glorify your name this morning. Thy kingdom come. And I began to pray about the kingdom of God coming here on earth, and that God would begin to touch people in our community, in our province, in our nation. And so I sometimes use that Lord's Prayer as a catalyst to help me to pray about other things. And that would be a great thing to look at this morning as well. But we're not going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer this morning. However, for some of us, sometimes that is our prayer life. That's all that we do. We just kind of rhyme off that prayer, or sometimes there's some other written prayers like the Serenity Prayer. Beautiful prayer. And some people, they can rhyme that one off as well. And that is good, and that's wonderful, and all those things. But if you're really going to be effective in your prayers, you got to take a bigger step. To be effective in our prayers, there's some work that we need to do, some effort, some time that is required of us to get ourselves to that place in our prayer life where our prayers have power, where our prayers produce results, and when we pray that we see answers to our prayer. And see, Jesus is wanting us to reach that kind of level where our prayer life is effective. Jesus does not want your prayer life to be ineffective. He wants your prayer life to be effective. And that's why he talks about prayer so often throughout the Scriptures. That's why Jesus himself would often go by himself and begin to pray and begin to call upon the Lord, because he knew that this is the avenue that really moves the hand of God. And so if you're wanting to see the hand of God move in your situation, maybe you got a circumstance that you're going through that's difficult, that's hard, then you need to pray. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saying, man, I want to see the hand of God move in this church. And that's a big desire that I have. And I know many others in this church have that same desire, that God would move mightily in this place. Well, if we want that, we have to pray. And if we're wanting breakthroughs in our lives, if we're wanting healing in our lives, if we're wanting some big results, then we got to pray. We got to come to that place and begin to seek his face and call upon his name. So how do we do that? How do we pray effectively? That's going to produce some results. That as we pray, that it's actually going to work, and we're going to see things happen. Well, in this passage of Scripture, it is quite a familiar passage of Scripture. But in the Scripture, it really does kind of gives us the basics to get us to that place where our prayers become effective. So first of all, in effective praying, we need to keep on asking. We need to keep inquiring, keep requesting. That means you're asking more than once. You're asking more than twice. You're constantly asking God for some great things to happen. Matthew 7:7 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. So for prayer to be effective and to work, we need to start with that basic of asking, bringing our requests, bringing our petitions before God, asking God in prayer. There's a passage of Scripture in James 4:2. It says, you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. You know, and sometimes it really is that simple. We don't ask God. We kind of get something, or we hear something, or we go through something, and we don't even bother to pray about it. Because we've already kind of concluded in our own mind what's going to be the end result is going to be. We sometimes do that in the medical field, and I'm all for that, that you go to the doctor, you see the doctor, and they check you out, all those kinds of things. I believe in that. I've done it myself. I had that surgery there a couple of months ago, so I believe in doctors. But do we bother to pray about it? Or do we just simply go to the doctor? Just believe, well, the only answer is the doctor. Maybe there's another answer. I know when we were at those meetings on Friday night, my heart was just broken as I watched people with needs. And I was kind of thinking in my own mind, well, I like praying this way. I don't really care for it that way. And I started watching and looking around at people. And there were so many people that weren't from that church. They didn't care. They didn't care how the person prayed. They just wanted prayer. Because they were in a place where they were desperate and they needed God. And when you see young people that are crying out for a miracle because they're going to die, it really does break your heart. But you got to ask. You got to ask. Now sometimes we get to that place where we think we're undeserving. And I find that sometimes that happens with people. They get themselves in a place where they don't ask because they kind of think of something they did in the past and say, this is God's punishment. I knew it was wrong back then. I did a certain thing, and now God's punishing me. And so we don't ask because we believe in our mind the lie that it's punishment. And friends, you don't want to go there. The Bible says, ask, and you will receive. Jesus himself is telling us, he's saying, listen, ask, make your request known unto God. It's a basic of prayer. Let your request be known. And as you make it known, continue to ask. Keep asking. Don't let your request be a one-time shot and then get mad at God because it didn't happen. Keep asking. Keep asking. Don't be shy in asking. Don't stop asking. Sometimes, and maybe you prayed about this lots, keep asking. I'm praying that God is going to grant us, Judy and I and our family, that miracle where he said that we would see things far greater than what we've ever imagined or thought. I keep asking for that, not just for ourselves. I ask it for our church. Lord, I want to see that. I've been asking that for that for a long time. And I just keep hearing the Lord said, then keep asking. Don't stop yet. It's coming. It's coming. The Bible says, ask and you will receive. So what God wants to give us, you know, what we're asking for. And he wants to bring those requests or bring those responses to our requests. And as he sees us asking, he's going to begin to bless us. Ask, you shall receive. And see, we serve a God that is big enough that we can receive. Ephesians 3:20, that passage I just referred to, and all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And I keep telling God every time I read that, God, I have a very big imagination. So Lord, when I start to think of what you can do, it's pretty big. And the Lord is saying right back to you, I can do greater than what you can think or what you can imagine. See, God is able to answer those prayers. He's a big God. He's the Lord God Almighty. Nothing is too hard for him. And he tells us, go ahead and ask. Ask for things that are bigger than what you can imagine. Sometimes our asking is just too small and we kind of make our God very small. Nah, he's not going to do that anyway. Sometimes we do that. We actually convince ourselves before we even get that place to actually pray that God's not going to answer it anyway. So what's the point of asking because he's not going to answer it anyway? That's not what he says. He says, ask and you shall receive. So effective prayer begins by asking, making requests. And then as you make those requests, keep asking. Keep bringing your requests to God. And as you do, you shall receive. You shall receive what you're asking for. That's a basic. Secondly, in basics of effective prayer, we need to keep on seeking. Matthew 7:7, keep on seeking and you will find. To seek is to look intently. It's to search until you find. To put effort behind what you're asking. So those one-time prayers, friends, they just don't cut it. You have to really want what you're asking for. What do you want? What are you asking for? Then God is saying that I want you to seek me about it. I want you to put an effort into it. I want you to get to that place where you're asking and asking and asking and you're seeking until you find what you're asking for. See, effort is required. As we said there, we went into Edmonton actually twice this week, more than I wanted to, but I said, no, I'm seeking something from God. I'm wanting some answers from God. I'm going to put myself in a place where I can hear those answers. I'm going to put myself in a place that God can do greater things in my life. So I'm going to inconvenience myself. And I've really been sensing in my spirit that that's one of the things God is saying to us. It's time for you to inconvenience yourself. Don't pray when it's easy to pray. Don't just pray when you have your devotional time or when you happen to be at church. I want you to make extra times. Inconvenience yourself. Take yourself away from doing something else and begin to pray. So we've been both of us have been trying to do that. He says, keep asking and seeking, and when you do so, you're going to find what you're asking for. But again, see, that effort is required. God wants us to ask, but he also wants us to seek, that we might show him that this is truly a desire of our hearts, is truly something that we really want. Jeremiah 29:12-13, we usually quote verse 11 that talks about that, you know, God is going to bless us. But he says, in those days when you pray, right after that verse, he says, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you're going to find me. And I think that's a call of God that's going out there in our world right now. If you will come after me wholeheartedly, if you will truly seek me, you're going to start finding me. You're going to start experiencing some great things. See, God's not hiding, but he does expect effort on our part in seeking him. And when you seek him in prayer, you're going to experience the answer. In fact, anytime you seek the Lord, it's always a good response. Anytime when you make an effort to reach out to God or search for God more in your life, it's always worth it. It is. It's always worth it. Something always happens. And the Bible says, even from the whole kingdom of God, he says, that's what you need to do. Seek the kingdom. Seek the things of God first, foremost in your life. And as you do those things, you're going to get what you ask for. But the key is to seek him. Matthew 6:33, we like to quote that passage sometime. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. See, we have that backwards. We go seeking everything that we need or want first, and then when there's time left over, we give it to God. And God says, no, you got it all backwards. If you will seek me first, then I will take care of all those things that you need and all those things that you want. But you need to make it proper. You need to seek Him first. That's how we get the things we really need. Seeking God in life, seeking God in our prayers. You know, prayer times are more valuable than what you think they are. You know, we have a prayer meeting every Sunday morning before service. We have a prayer meeting. We've been doing them every Sunday night, and I'm just sensing that that's going to become a new pattern for us, that we're going to do that every Sunday night. And friends, we want to invite you, come and seek the Lord with us. He's the one that makes the difference in our service. Yes, it's important that I prepare a message to speak a message, that I speak what God wants me to speak. Yes, it's important that they prepare songs, that God can use those songs to touch people. But if we don't have Him, then we got nothing. We're just playing church, and that's what a lot of churches are today. They're just places that people come, little Christian clubs. You play church, you do your little diddlies, and you do your little songs, you do a little message, and you go on home. No change, no nothing. Nothing happens. Because we're not truly seeking Him. If God is in the church, then things will happen. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to seek Him. We need to put effort into that. If we will seek, the Bible says, you will find seeking brings results. Seeking brings us to that place where we find favor from God. It's a basic of effective prayer. Keep seeking. Don't stop. Because you'll find the answers that you've been really looking for and that you've been really needing. Then thirdly, in basics of effective prayer, we need to keep on knocking. Rapping at the door. Making some noise. Until we get some attention. Matthew 7:7. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. Again, effort is required. You need to spend some time in prayer to be effective. A prayer here and a prayer there, it's helpful. But it's not the way to get those big results. God wants us to be persistent. You know, you just don't, you know, when you go to a door and you're trying to get someone to answer that door, you just don't, oh, guess they're not home and walk away. No, you'll knock at least a few times. And if you know they're there, oh, then you really start to, they're going to hear me. But that's what God's saying. I'm home. I'm not absent. So as you're calling unto me, I am actually there. So keep knocking. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. Get aggressive. Rattle the door. Don't give up until that door opens. Now, I'm a person that's very, I check my house, my cars, everything about locks. I'm very much into locking doors, making sure doors are locked all the time. Once in a while, very seldom, but once in a while, sometimes I'll lock a bottom lock when my wife or my daughter is working late at night. And they only got the key to open the top lock. They don't got the key to open the bottom lock. And so if that happens, very, very seldom does it happen anymore. There becomes quite a loud knock, sometimes even a shaking in the house. And then sometimes it's just a phone call. They say, you locked us out, like open the door. But you know what? We need to get aggressive like that with God. God, I know you're there. God, I know that you're listening to me. Hey, God. And we start crying out and say, God, I want your attention. I want you to minister to this need that I have here today. I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. I'm going to keep knocking, God, until you come to this door and open this door. And that's exactly what Jesus says. If you'll knock, I'm going to come and open the door. That's what he's going to do. Listen, the parable of the persistent widow in Luke chapter 18. And it talks about her. She comes before the judge repeatedly. And she's seeking justice in her case. And the judge is just ignoring her. He can't be bothered with her. But finally, after her persistence, her knocking at the door of that court, he finally gave her justice and listened to her. But listen to what Jesus says in that same parable in Luke chapter 18, 6 to 8. He says, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. See, God wants to open the doors that lead to good things in our lives. He's not going to ignore us, but he does want to see how serious we really want him to come in that situation or in that circumstance. So are you asking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? Are you taking no for an answer? No, you're going to come to this door. You're going to open this door, God. Persistent knocking gets results. In fact, you know, as it works in the natural, it definitely works in the spiritual, friends. So you want to have effective prayer? You need to keep knocking. Make some noise until you get some attention and that door opens, because God wants to open that door for you that will meet your need that you have. Then fourthly, in basis of effective prayer, we need to hold on to God's promises. Hold on to what God has said, especially in regards to prayer. It's good to pray scripture sometimes. That when you're praying and you're praying things and a scripture comes to your mind, well, say that prayer and include the scripture. Because that scripture is a confidence that's helping you to realize that, hey, God is wanting to answer me in this area. So Matthew 7:8, it says, "For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." What is a promise? Well, a promise is an agreement that is made. It is a sign that gives reason to expect success. It's a declaration that something will take place. It's an expressed assurance that it will come to pass. And so Jesus is giving you a promise here as he tells you this, that if you're going to ask, you're going to receive. And everyone who seeks, you're going to find. And everyone who knocks, that door is going to be opened. What door needs to be opened in your life this day? Keep seeking. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Hold on to the promise that God said he would do those things. Now, God makes many promises in Scripture, but there's also a lot of promises there about prayer. And he is promising to us that, yes, if you're going to ask, you're going to receive something. If you're going to seek, you're going to find something. If you're going to knock, there's going to be a door that's going to get open for you to step through. So he's promising answers to our prayers. When we take that effort, that extra effort to ask and to seek and knock, because it will get his attention and you will get an answer. And I think that's our challenge here today, that he's inviting us to get more of his attention. And as we get more of God's attention, if this body and this church would start seeking to get more of God's attention, and we put a greater effort into asking and seeking and knocking, then there's going to be some answers that will come. There's going to be some doors that are going to start opening. Our prayers will become far more effective when we realize that God honors his promises. God honors his word. And that's declared so often in Scripture. Psalm 145, 13 says, "The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does." That's your God. So when you see some things that he's telling you to do, God, I just quote this Scripture, "Lord, you are faithful to your promises. God, you keep your promises. I know this was promised over my life. And so, Lord, I'm going to hold on to this promise and claim that promise." You start speaking those promises as you pray. Hebrews 10:23. It says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." God keeps his promises. He really does. And friends, if we will ask and seek and knock, there will be a door open. There will be a new expectation that will rise within us. Holding to the promises of God is praying with faith that one is going to be heard and that one is going to receive that answer. So as you hold on to the promises, that's holding on to faith, believing that you're going to receive what you're asking for. The Bible tells that God's promises are yes and amen. There was a man in our church last week, and he was sitting right up here in the front. He was James's father. He used to be a pastor years ago. At a church in Barrhead. And they were singing that song last week in worship. And he was beginning to get all excited. He was getting all happy. And as I was able to talk to him afterwards, he was telling me, you know, that song just set me right off, he said, because I was looking at my children that had walked away from God. And here they are, both of them, three of them were in church that Sunday. He said, my son has come back to the Lord. I wasn't sure if he was going to make it. But he's back in church. His other son was in church. He said, yes, God, your promises are true. And amen. Effective prayer incorporates that kind of faith and expectation. Effective prayer believes in the promises of God that you will get a result and something will happen as you pray. And then lastly, in basics of effective prayer, one needs to remind ourselves that God is a good Father. You're praying to a good God. He's a God who loves you. He's a God that desires good things for you. You're in a relationship with favor should be expected. I was reading a book. It was just a short book about healing. And one of the major points about healing or to expect healing in your life was that simply the reminder says God loves you. Because many times we discredit ourselves from receiving a miracle or receiving anything from God because we put condemnation on ourselves that, you know, I've done this and I did this thing here and God, I failed you here. And so I just know that you're not going to answer any of my prayers. And he doesn't, because that's your faith that you just expressed, that God doesn't answer your prayers. But he does, because he loves you. Friends, when you're coming before God, he loves you. You're coming before a God that there's favor and he's receptive to you. He's a good father. He's not going to abuse you. He's not going to kick you out. He's not going to throw you away. He's going to receive you. He's a good father. He loves you. He cares for you. You're in a relationship of favor. Matthew 7, 9 to 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Friends, we need to remember that as we pray that we're approaching someone who is favorable to us. Our heavenly Father loves us. He cares about us. He wants to do good things for us. He is a good Father. He's not mean. He doesn't abandon us. He doesn't leave us. Rather, he keeps his eyes on us at all times. He's close to us. He's all around us. He watches over us. He forgives us. And he doesn't hold things against us. Don't go down that road that God's not going to receive or answer your prayer because you did something bad. That's what the enemy does to you. That's where the enemy wants to keep you so that you don't believe God for that miracle. Psalm 27:10 says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Psalm 103:13, the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Our Father is not going to give us bad gifts. He's not going to be teasing us. He's not going to give us something else that we haven't even asked for. Our Father is a good Father, and he knows how to give good gifts to his children that ask for prayer. There is a divine favor over you as you pray. God does want to bless you. God does want to answer your prayer. God does want to listen to what you have to say. God does want to give you justice. God does want to give you good things. Effective prayer is realizing that we're coming before a heavenly Father that has your interest in mind, that he is good and he loves you and he wants to give you good things. Your favor. And when God sees you taking those extra step of prayer to ask and seek and knock, you're going to reach a whole new level in regards to effective prayer. Because you're praying with faith and you're praying with favor. Knowing that you have a receptive Heavenly Father that is good to you and that you should expect to receive results. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to pray. And if you haven't been praying much of late, and we all go through times in our Christian walks where sometimes we do really well, and then sometimes we kind of go through some valleys, some things happen. We get discouraged, we get down, and you know we don't pray like we should. Well, wherever we might be, let's take a step higher. Let's get more serious with prayer because I believe God is very serious about answering those prayers. If we will ask, we will receive. If we will seek, we will find. If we knock, that door is going to get open, because that's God's promise to us. And God keeps his promises. So let us pray, because we are in a position that we come before Almighty God as sons and daughters. A position of favor with our Heavenly Father. And he wants to give us good things. He does. Press into prayer. Inconvenience yourself. Take some extra time to pray. Ask, seek, knock. Matthew 7:7-8, we close. Just reading the scripture again as the musicians come back to the instruments. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and that door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, that door will be opened. I believe there's some doors that are going to get opened for you as you begin to seek him more, as you begin to pray more unto God, as you begin to look unto him more, as you begin to start dealing with some of those things where the enemy has come into your life, where the enemy has discouraged you and gotten you down and gotten you to that place that you might say, why even bother to pray, because he never answers my prayers anyway. Do you think that was the truth that came from him? You know, the little bit of sozo practice to ourselves. Jesus, is it true that you're not going to answer my prayer? Jesus, is it true that I'm wasting my time to be praying today? I guarantee he'll say, not at all. Not at all. Because if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you're going to find. And if you knock, I'm going to open up the door. There's some things that God wants to give you. I know there's things on your heart that you've been asking. Maybe you stopped. Maybe you gave up. Maybe that discouragement has gotten to you and you just kind of said forget it. Or maybe you've just been listening to the enemy and saying, ah, remember when you did this? Ah, yeah, that because you did that, like, this here is punishment. You're getting what you just deserve. No, he's a good father. He's a forgiving father. He's a father that loves you and cares about you. He's got a lot of promises spoken. You got to start claiming those promises. He's going to give you what you're seeking. He's going to give you what you're asking. He's going to give you where you've been knocking. Let faith arise in your heart today. Let faith arise, and let it stir you as well to get out there and pray. Get out there and seek him. Well, he's wanting to do so much in our lives. So much more. And I know we're all busy. I know life schedule sometimes it just totally exhausts you. But we got to push through that exhaustion to say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I don't care. I don't care if I'm tired. I don't care if I have a headache today. I don't care if I'm sick today. I'm going to pray at this time and I'm going to do it no matter what happens. Now, sometimes the enemy will come along and try to make it a little bit worse, but you got to push through. You got to press in. There's doors to be opened. I just feel that so strongly this morning. There's doors God's wanting to open. And if you'll press in there, you're going to see them open. You're going to see a change. I believe that we're in an atmosphere, and I don't, not just in this church, but in our world right now, God is wanting to answer some big things right now. I really feel that. He's wanting to answer some big stuff. Start asking. Friend, there's some good things. There's some doors that are going to open, that are going to surprise you, that are going to bless you, going to encourage you, and it's going to cause you to say, oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You're going to start coming to church with a whole new attitude because you're going to just say, I can't wait to get there because God's been doing some great things for me. Ask, seek, knock. Praise his name. Let us stand together as we close, and they close us with this song. If you're here today and you're in need of prayer, we do have a prayer team that would be very happy to pray with you and just agree with you. I'll ask them if they could just come and just be here in the front, and we'll gladly pray with you. If you have to go, bless you. Thank you for coming today. Encourage you if you can. Come on back tonight and just have that time of worship, time of communion, time of prayer as we just kind of call on the Lord. And just would love to have you. And ask, seek, knock. There's a door that is waiting to be opened for you. just ask, seek, knock. Bless you. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord today.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you.
Knocking. God, I know you're home. I know you're home. You better answer this door, because I'm not leaving until you answer and open the door. God wants you to come before Him with your requests and all your petitions. God wants to answer your prayers. Ask, seek, knock. You shall receive. You shall find. And that door is going to be open. Bless you this morning. You are dismissed. If there's others that want to pray, need prayer, just feel free to come on up. We'll pray for you. Otherwise, have a great afternoon. Enjoy the change of weather.